This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Drought conditions across South Dakota have seen some relief, especially since April. SDSU Extension Range Field Specialist Kaylee Wheeler.
Despite all this good rain we've had the last 3 months, most of the state is still behind normal for the water year. And the water year begins in October because of how impactful that fall and winter precipitation is just for impacting our soil moisture and our plant growth.
The autumn moisture shortfall enhances the need for rest and recovery of pastures, but Wheeler says rest and recovery are not the same thing. Rest is a function of time, while recovery is the outcome of growing conditions.
Take last year, for example. We didn't get much rain following the middle of the summer. We didn't really get much rain, and people may not have been grazing a pasture, but if we didn't have that rain and that growing condition, those plants weren't going to recover no matter how long they were rested.
Wheeler believes now is the time to evaluate and formulate grazing plans for the rest of the growing season, assessing the amount of forage available to date, and then looking forward to potential production. If the formula shows a shortfall, growers may need to pull the trigger on selling some animals, weaning calves early, or considering alternative grazing resources.
Is there some cover crops you could throw out on, or some corn residue, or some of those things that you could pull cattle off pastures and get them to an alternative forage source?
Whatever the conclusion, Wheeler urges staying informed and considering strategies that give multiple options. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.